It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is proposing pay raises for public school and state government workers, plus new subsidies to expand early childhood education and tuition-free college. The governor's budget recommendations delivered to state lawmakers Monday call for a 4% teacher raise, 3% raise for state employees, while expanding child care subsidies to 4,200 more children. To pay for the plan, Governor Lujan Grisham is proposing an 8% general fund spending increase to about $7.7 billion for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. Former San Antonio mayor and HUD secretary Julian Castro is now also a former candidate for president. He announced last week that his campaign for the Democratic nomination lacked the money and the poll numbers. But Castro tells Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies he isn't finished having an impact on national politics.
At the now defunct Castro for President campaign headquarters in the Fine Silver Building in San Antonio, the optimistic posters, streamers, and slogans remain on the walls. They are still declaring that this is Castro country and Julian is the future. And even though Castro is no longer in the hunt for the Democratic presidential nomination, those slogans can still be seen as true, just not right now.
I could tell that this just isn't our time. I learned that in 2005 when I lost the mayor's race. That wasn't my time, and I feel like that now.
Castro has suffered setbacks before, but they didn't seem to dim his aura of destiny, that somehow he was on a path to national political office, perhaps the presidency.
This is the choice before us. And to me, to my generation...
Castro gained national attention in 2012 when he was the first Latino to deliver the keynote address at the Democratic National Convention.
Ours is a nation like no other, a place where great journeys can be made in a single generation. No matter who you are or where you come from, the path is always forward.
In 2014, he resigned as San Antonio mayor and was appointed by President Obama to Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
I am nominating another all-star who's done a fantastic job in San Antonio over the past 5 years, Mayor Julian Castro.
And in the last election cycle, Hillary Clinton publicly considered Castro as her vice president.
So I am going to really look hard at him for anything, because that's how good he is.
Of course, Clinton did not tap Castro. Maybe that experience showed him that he needed to set his own course to the White House.
I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
But in a campaign postmortem interview, Castro said his 2020 path did not take shortcuts for political convenience.
We ran this campaign in a different way from everybody else.
Castro set himself apart from the crowded field of Democratic candidates by speaking out on issues that others were timid on.
Whether it's police reform or homelessness or kids that are caught up in a foster care system that's broken, or migrants that are seeking a better life that are not a danger to any kind of danger to our nation but would make it better.
But was that a failed strategy? Were these loser issues, since obviously Castro is not going to be the nominee?
The issues that people consider quote-unquote loser issues now often become the issues that people campaign on and win on in the future. And I believe that's going to come to pass. We're going through this moment where people are very cautious and anxious about Donald Trump, but that's not going to last forever. And the calls for equality in our country, the conscience of this country, will move us toward justice and equality for all of the people we were standing up for.
Castro says a main reason his campaign didn't find its wings is because in this election cycle, the central concern for many Democrats is beating the incumbent Republican Donald Trump. He says many Democrats are looking for electability in a nominee.
Right now, there is a sense that, hey, we just need to get this guy out of office. This president is uniquely bad president. So you do have a consensus of trying to, you know, focus on whatever is going to guarantee getting Donald Trump out of office, especially among primary Democrats.
And Castro says he's going to do his part to do that.
Whoever wins the nomination, I'm going to be there. Whatever they need, I'm going to help make sure that I'm there. I'm sure my brother Joaquin will also.
Meanwhile, in response to the U.S. assassination of Iranian General Soleimani, Castro was calling for the Trump administration to provide the evidence that Iran was planning terror attacks that would take American lives.
What we should have learned from the experience with the Iraq War is the American people deserve the truth instead of lies. And especially with this president that has such a clear track record of lying to the American people.
Although Castro's presidential run didn't reach its stated goal, that doesn't mean it was a failure. The Latino demographic continues to grow in political importance. And among Latino Democrats, Castro is now positioned as one of their top standard bearers. And that may come into play in the next round of VP sweepstakes. In San Antonio, I'm David Martin Davies reporting.